Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
This morning we are so, so excited. Hallelujah. We have been looking forward to this moment. And the day Bishop said he was coming this morning, I said, wow, we cannot wait. And this morning the time is here. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to introduce somebody I call a father, somebody whose ministry has affected many, many lives. Today, because of him, we are here. Let's welcome the Bishop Dag Hewell Mills.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and let's thank the Lord. Father, we are grateful for this morning. And we are grateful for what you are doing in our lives. Holy Spirit, we ask you to fill us, lead us, bless every moment we are here together in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'm excited to be here with you at the Kodesh. Hallelujah. What a blessing. This morning, I am here for a purpose, to share something with you, three things. Number two, to pray with you, and then number three, hallelujah, and then number three, to ask you to support Healing Jesus Crusades. Amen. So I have three things. Amen. And that is what I want to do now. Now, Colossians chapter 3. I want to share with you a secret of many, many miracles and many breakthroughs in the Bible, which many people are not aware of. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. Amen. Put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. Amen. And verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. And be ye what? Thankful. And be ye what? Thankful. Now, I want to just share with you about being thankful to the Lord. Amen. Being thankful to the Lord. Now, thankfulness is a master key to many miracles and many breakthroughs from God. Hallelujah. And it is important that you are aware of the power of being thankful. Now, it is a command. Be ye thankful. All right? Be ye thankful. Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule and be thankful. Okay? Now, in the last days, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, one of the characteristics of the wicked poor that will be moving around these days is nothing other than unthankfulness. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 2, or verse 1. It says, and this know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy, and without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those who are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Now, I want you to see in verse 5 also, having a form of godliness. I want you to see where unthankfulness is. Unthankfulness is next to unholy. And it is next to disobedient to parents. It is sandwiched between these two, showing you its rank in the level of evil and the level of evil that it is. It is right there in the list of some of the most heinous crimes and sins that we all are aware of. But most of the time, we are not aware of the sin of unthankfulness. Because God has told us that we should be thankful. We should be thankful. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to take and consider thankfulness as something that, you know, you just do. Because it's like, it's just polite. It's not just polite. It has been lifted way above the realms of etiquette and the realms of being polite or not polite. It's listed, and thankfulness is listed among the most serious sins that you can find. And so, from today, I don't want you to consider being thankful as just being polite, but as a command from God and a protection from a very dangerous attitude. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? So Christians must decide to walk in thankfulness. Now, before we move on, I want you to see the power, the negative nature of unthankfulness in such a way that you would be a bit afraid of it. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. And you notice that the most serious things that God has revealed his attitude towards are things that you must be careful about. All right? Romans 1:19. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, and God has showed it to them. For the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21. Now, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, and neither were thankful. These are the two dangerous things right there. Because when they knew, they glorified him not as God, and neither were thankful. They were not thankful. You see, thankfulness is a very important protection from delusions and deceptions. And when you are not thankful, many, many evils descend on you. Notice, let's read on. It says, but they became vain in their imaginations. They became vain, like their minds and their thoughts became useless. And their foolish heart was darkened, which means the heart is also where you think. Let the meditations of my heart. Is that not a scripture? That so we think in our hearts. So their foolish heart. And it was foolish because they would not glorify God. And then number two, they would not be thankful. But they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Because people who are not thankful usually think they are wise. That's why they are not thankful. That's why they are complaining about this and saying this is not good, and this is not good, and this is not good. They actually become fools and change the glory of the incorruptible to the corruptible. All right? And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. God gave them up. They changed the glory of God. Now, verse 24. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. So God is now handing the people over to homosexuality. And likewise, the men leaving the natural use of the woman. Like, what is the use of a woman? What is the natural use of a woman? Yes. Why did God make women? Man needed something, and he made women. And there's a natural use of a woman. But instead of that, they burned in lust towards one another, men with men. Men with men. Men with men working that which is unseemly. Do you see? And receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. Now, some people say that it's a human right to be a homosexual. It is a right, but it's also a right to have a belief and have a religion and have a faith. It's also a human right to preach the beliefs of your religion. So, in claiming your human rights, you cannot stamp out the right to have a religion and have a faith and have a culture. Now, God has, it's a human right. And so God has shown us, and you can see this in Europe and America, because they are not thankful or glorifying God, When they discovered Saturn, Mars, and Jupiter, and when they had close-up videos of Jupiter and saw the wonders of Jupiter and Saturn, if I show you right now on the screen Jupiter and Saturn, you will just be amazed at what is there that we don't know, and so wonderful that we don't see. But when they saw that, they were not thankful and they did not glorify God. Now, these are two very dangerous. The moment you do these two things, you open the door wide to evil spirits. And you see, the opposite of thanking God is what? The opposite of being thankful is what? When people are not happy and are not thankful, what do? They complain, they grumble, they criticize, they murmur. Do you see? 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, verse 1, I would not have you to be ignorant that all these people passed through the sea and were baptized into Moses and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all eat the same spiritual drink. But with many of them, God was not pleased. And they committed five sins. But in verse 10, it tells us one of the main sins that they committed. Verse 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. So as soon as you stop being thankful, you start complaining, you start murmuring, and you start being unhappy. And when the Israelites came out of Egypt, instead of being thankful, they complained throughout. They grumbled throughout and said they were not blessed. They were not happy. Things were not working. Why have we been brought here? And immediately they were destroyed by the destroyer. In the same way as when God made man, and man refused to glorify God and rather made rabbits, crocodiles, antelopes, and worshiped them, fish and birds, and say, "You are my God." Instead of being thankful and glorifying God, and they didn't want to retain God in their minds, Romans 1, they didn't want to keep God in their head. Now, anytime you see, most of the time you see it in marriage. Marriage is a place you see this. You know? We have different types of couples. Married couples. You see, it's married. And they start to complain. It's not like this. It's not like that. She's not like this. It's not like this. My husband is like this. My wife is not this, this, that, that. You see, that's the door to evil spirits. And such couples are the most afflicted by demons. Yes. Because not being thankful leads you to complain. And marriage is a union between two incomplete people who are not capable of doing well, even. It's true. And as soon as you start complaining, you open the door to evil spirits. One day, one couple, I used to say, stop complaining, because marriage, from what I know of marriages, is in the top 10%
wow.
of marriages. But she would say, oh, how? This one, top 10. I said, top 10%, take it from me. Take it from me. It's in the top 10%. But, no, I don't disturb this. Always. I say it's in the top 10%. Then one day something happened. And I can't give you the details, but a terrible thing happened to somebody else. So I was looking for the person. When I saw her, I said, have you seen that your marriage is in the top 10%? Because when you see what is happening here, and you realize that yours is not bad at all. Yours is not bad at all. Yes. But throughout not being able to be thankful, you notice it. And when you meet a discontent person, oh, you'll never be happy in your church. There's always a problem in the church. I don't know. You know. If you have such friends, don't be near them. If you have such people at work, they always complain about work. They complain about the boss. This man is this. This is that. This is that. This is that. This is that. Always complain about the country. Always complain about everything. There's always something wrong with everything, with everybody. And such people attract evil spirits. I just read it to you. I don't know what other verses you want me to read. Yes. So instead of being filled with evil spirits, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 18. Now, do not be drunk with wine. Amen. But be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Verse 19. Beautiful. By doing what? No, go back to the verse before. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. But notice after the word Spirit is semicolon. What does semicolon mean in English? It means that what is coming explains what I just said. Did you know that in English? That is to say, be filled with the Spirit, and then semicolon means that is to say, okay? That is to say, be filled with the Spirit, that is to say, that is to say what? Verse 19, to say what? Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. In other words, when you sing with spiritual songs, you notice that there's a good feeling comes and a certain atmosphere comes when there's a good song and good spiritual songs. Immediately you sense that you are filled with the Spirit. Yeah. Even more than when you pray. Even more than when you pray. And then verse 20, giving thanks. The second one, giving thanks. Always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the second way to be filled with the Spirit is to give thanks always for all things. I mean, you even imagine for all things and always. I mean, if it was not the Bible, we wouldn't believe it. Because there are so many things we don't want to say thank you for. There are so many things they want to say. My husband doesn't help me to look after the baby. My husband doesn't. You just shut up and stop this nonsense. Just shut up and stop this nonsense. Yes. My wife doesn't this, my this, that. Look, just be humble and be thankful. Thankful that you even have a husband. People are sitting in the church praying, oh God, when will it be my turn? Oh God, when will I get married? You are there. Everything is sitting there for you. Oh. If I had a cane, I could now beat you today, by you see. Hallelujah. So I need you to decide, I'm going to be filled with the Spirit, giving thanks. And the next one is amazing. Giving thanks, submitting yourselves. So you see that when these are the three master keys to being filled with the Spirit. When you are humble and submissive, when you are thankful, and when you sing spiritual songs, you become filled with the Holy Spirit. A proud person cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit. So today, I want to encourage us all to be thankful. And be thankful for our salvation. Amen. So in concluding, please sit down. In concluding, I want to say, God wants us to be thankful for our salvation. And one of the, he says, and you see, one of the things he says, and be ye thankful. The first verse I read, Colossians 3, be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Be thankful. He says, God is actually saying, be thankful. Not only say thank you, but be thankful. Not only say thank you, be thankful. So it's like the attitude is one of thankfulness. Not only say thank you, because you may say thank you, but you are not thankful. Mean I can't care. I can't care. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you. That's the thank you. No, that's the thank you. More thank you. That's all. So you may say thank you, but you are not thankful. Pray that you never marry a person who is not thankful. Pray about it. Pray about it till you die. That God, save me from somebody who is not thankful. Only complaints is what you get. So I want us to be thankful for our salvation. And Healing Jesus campaign is embarking on a marvelous mission into Zambia. And I want you to support the crusade. I am not asking you to support the building of a church, building an orphanage, building a school, buying a car for the pastor, paying for transport. Not, I'm saying evangelism. This is what I came here. You are saved. Somebody else will be saved also. And your thankfulness can be expressed by supporting the Healing Jesus campaign to be there. Now, who has ever heard of such a thing? A church which has got a crusade and evangelistic ministry that has gone to Senegal, has gone to Mali, has gone to Niger, has gone to Guinea, has gone to South Africa, has gone to Swaziland, has gone to Lesotho, has gone to Mozambique, has gone to Zimbabwe, and it has gone all over the world, evangelizing city after city after city. When we were in Zimbabwe, in Harare, they told us the last crusade was 34 years ago. Yes, so somebody 40 years, I've never seen a crusade before because they were 6 years old. If you are 40, 45, you've never seen some before. Not in the city. Harare, yes. Yeah, the last was Bonke 30-something years ago. So you think that, oh, there are crusades. It's not true. Almost every town we've been to as a crusade ministry for the last 12 years have never had a crusade before. Most of them, it has not happened before. Especially Guinea-Bissau. Never. They've not seen some before. They don't even know that they're supposed to stand. Where we went in Mozambique, people came, when crusade, they came with their girlfriends, with their drinks. They went to buy beer and other things. They thought it was a party. So they came with their girlfriends and with their beer and everything together to the crusade. Like, oh, there is a party happening here in Mozambique. Yeah, serious. Vivaldi, is it not true? Did you see?
They all came. There was one particular time trying to...
Pastor Kawel.
Nyambani. I mean,
another one.
Almost three countries, towns, Mashishi, Nyambani, and then the other one. They came drunk with girlfriends. And apparently, before we came, we heard that they said the blind are going to see people are going to be healed. I mean, what is going to happen? So they were talking to say amen. They don't even understand that they have to say amen to what you are saying. They were just there drunk. I mean, it's very, very true. People don't know the gospel at all.
In Mozambique, every Friday is called Dia Dion, the day for men, especially the last Friday. The man doesn't have to come home. He can go out to any girl or any woman. It's the day of men. Dia Dion. Dia Dion. Yes. Yeah, marriage is no nothing. Don't worry. You go out Friday. Yes. It's amazing. So you as you are here, you can express your thankfulness to God by supporting evangelism in every town and saying, I may not have much, but this is what I can do to support evangelism so that the gospel of Jesus Christ will take. Now, the whole church, listen, the whole church is almost enveloped by a delusion because we are not thankful about salvation in particular. Delusions have fallen on most of the church. The church is just having celebrations and conventions and parties and universities and schools and everything except salvation. And the whole world is just falling into delusions and other religions are taking over. As we are celebrating amongst ourselves as though everything is okay, but everything is not okay. If the white people had behaved like that, they would never have come to Ghana because the Christianity was in Switzerland and Germany. But they said, oh, we are okay here. We thank God for our salvation. There are some people at Ekwapim and Atebubu, and they came and they died there. That's why when you go to Latte, you see, please stop clapping. You see, what do you call it? Cemeteries in Latte. Only German names, missionaries, only white people. We go to Latte now. Only, and next to Osu Cemetery, you see a cemetery, only white people. The people who came, it's called Mission Cemetery. Go there, it's by the stadium. I mean, so you can sit down and not be thankful for salvation, but you must be thankful so that God can touch your heart and use you to also reach out, not only in our country and our city, but across the world. And I've been saying this since I started as a minister. People thought that I'll be poor and the church will not work and so on. But we are working more. We are building church buildings in different nations. So as I'm speaking, Guinea-Bissau, Guinea, Senegal, Cameroon, church buildings are being constructed. Missionaries are in all these places. The work is going on and we are not getting poorer. So this is the real gospel. Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel. And God is supporting it and God is blessing it. So it's better for you to get involved and put your little and your much behind it so that the real kingdom of God can expand. And we stop sitting down to ourselves, praising ourselves as if we have done something when nothing has been done. Amen. So I'm going to ask you to really support, and I believe that God is going to bless. Let's stand to our feet for a moment. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here this morning, you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my heart and my life to God. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you want to say, Pastor, thank you for coming to preach the word of God today. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, lift your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Just your right hand like this. Hi. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it high. I want to give my life to God. I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't want to. I see all your hands. It's wonderful. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want to be born again today. If you've lifted your hand, come to me. Come to me here in the front. Come.
Come.
God bless you. Come and stand right there. I want to pray with you. Give him your life today. Come on, my friend.
Come on, Jesus.
Let him have his way.
Let him have his way. Come on to Jesus.
Okay. Lift your hands and let us pray. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I'm sorry for all my sins. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, please wash away all my sins with the blood of Jesus. From today, say, from today, I give my heart, I give my life, I give my everything to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. I love you, Jesus. From today, I belong to God. From today, I belong to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I want you to go with our pastor who is standing over here. He's going to give you one of my books that I wrote, and then you come back and join us. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Go this way. You may be seated. Beautiful. Beautiful. Father, thank you for the blessing. My God, my God. Why have you not forsaken us? God has not forsaken us. Amen. What a blessing. How many are glad that our church is involved in evangelism? It shows our thankfulness for our salvation. Amen. And we are going to go to the ends of the world. From Zambia, we are going to Malawi. And from Malawi, we are going to Congo. You know, Congo doesn't have roads. You cannot drive through Congo. So for Congo, we have to go from the under, and then we go from the side, and then we go from the other side. Because it's a very, very big country. It's like Nigeria. It's the French Nigeria. It's the French type of Nigeria. Nigeria in French is Congo. So the under, we go to Lubumbashi. And then from the side, that is, you go from Zambia, you go into Lubumbashi and so on. And then the side, you come from Uganda. You remember when they were fighting Goma and Burundi, Uganda? Then from that side, we go to the Kisangani and those places. And then from the other side, you come to Kinshasa and those countries. So we are approaching from three sides. And the people inside, you can only go there by plane or by train. So with that one, we don't know how to go there now. So we don't have a train. Kamina, you know Kamina, it's inside the Congo. All there are places inside. That's where they are doing whatever they want to do. But God is going to use us to evangelize all these places. It's our attempt. Amen. And God is blessing it. He has blessed us, and we are blessed. Now, I want to ask you to give. I just see I have 2 minutes left, and I'm supposed to leave. But, Father, bless us we give to the crusade, especially in Jesus' name. How many are excited to be thankful from today? You are going to go home and be thankful, and come to church and be thankful for whatever we have. Look at a church like this. What else do you want? You must be thankful. Not say thank you. Be thankful. Like the human being is thankful. Smiling. Some of you, when we come home, there is no smile. It shows you are not thankful. Your husband has come. Some husbands go out, they don't come back. The next you see them in a coffin. You are not thankful. No smile. You don't even lift your head up. The food is there. Hey. It's in the microwave. Father, we thank you for our ability to give to encourage the crusade ministry. Bless everyone in the church, those who can give, those who couldn't give. And as every envelope is lifted up, it is to say thank you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for being good to us. Thank you for helping us to know Jesus as our Savior and our Lord. Thank you. Bless everyone that gives. As they buy fuel for the convoy, buy fuel for them too. As they enable the crusade to go from town to town, enable everyone to go from town to town safely. Give us tickets to fly abroad and to come back. Bless our homes with peace and harmony. Give us a good and a better life than we have had since last year. Thank you for the victory over every crisis and every demonic power that is in our houses. We cut off the head of the idol and the head of the creature that has come into our homes. We thank you for victory over every entity and power that lift up his horns and his head against the Lord and his anointed. Thank you for healing and blessing for every child of God that is here today. I pray, Lord, that the spirit of thankfulness and gratefulness will be all over our hearts and our lives from this day onwards. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory, O Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.